Good evening, Europe!
A very good afternoon and welcome to Forest FM 92.3. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasiet, and it's just gone 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's now time for us to celebrate the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. And you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3.
Hello Europe, this is Hatari from Iceland.
Hello Forest FM, I am Destiny from Malta.
Hello, this is Blanche from Belgium. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Malta's 12 points go to United Kingdom.
United Kingdom 12 points!
Hey guys, this is Joe and Jake from the UK.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
This is our song, You're Not Alone. Enjoy.
Heartbeat, when you're not around, it's beating slow. And it's something that I've never known.
Lovely Joe and Jake there, representing the United Kingdom in 2016's Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, Sweden. Oh, one of the greatest contests we've had in recent years, I must admit. I really enjoyed that contest, and it was lovely to be there and to share the moment with Joe and Jake in the arena in the Globen. in Stockholm. It's such a fab song, very 90s retro-esque, I thought. And it had its moments. I really did think that probably Joe and Jake might have been able to get us over to the left-hand side, because they're lovely lads, good-looking lads too. Actually, I managed to shake hands with Joe and Jake, but Jake in particular, his hands were the softest I think I've ever felt of anybody's hands, other than like my nephews when they were younger. It baffled me. They must moisturize. But so young, oh my gosh, and I'm 34 and they were just turned 18, I think, so scary stuff. Yeah, but they ended up coming 24th in the end, which was a real shame, but getting 12 points from Malta, that was amazing, especially being in the Tele2 arena next door for the grand final. Managed to get inside the actual arena for semi-final 2 and for the jury final, so that was all very exciting and just as good. But we got to party with like 10,000 other people in the Tele2 arena next door, so that was so much fun. Another Eurovision story from yours truly, Kieran Ari-Tutiets. Yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. We are live on 92.3 FM here in East Dorset. Yes, and we stretch over into the New Forest, of course, and into West Hampshire. Of course, you can listen to us anywhere in the rest of the United Kingdom and around the world on forestfm.co.uk. Now, if you missed this show or previous shows, you can listen again by going to Spotify, Mixcloud, any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. You will all find us there. Oh, yes, including if you ask Alexa, Alexa, play Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. My voice will magically appear. It's amazing. All technology these days, wonderful. So we got lots of songs to play for you, lots of quirky facts, etc. too, including this next one, this next UK entry. Yes, we're going all the way back to 1971. Now, Clodagh Rodgers represented the UK, and then again she had her own national final, as Mary Hopkin had the year before with Knock Knock Who's There, who actually won the UK national final. And then 1969, Lulu represented the UK. She had her own national final and she actually won the whole contest with Boom Bang A Bang. And Cliff Richard had something similar too in 1968. And I think Sandy Shaw did in 67. That's what they did back then. And it seemed to have been a very successful move for the United Kingdom and the BBC. So in 1971, Clodagh Rodgers had her own one, and Jack in the Box was selected. Now, it was very controversial in 1971 that Clodagh Rodgers was chosen to represent the United Kingdom. Now, she was famous in her own right here in the UK, in England, Scotland and Wales. But over in Northern Ireland is where she originally came from. And if I remember rightly, she is an Irish Catholic. So generally, Irish Catholics would represent the Republic of Ireland, and Linda Martin did that. The Mullen sisters, they were originally from Northern Ireland, but they represented the Republic of Ireland in 1999. Obviously, that didn't go down too well. Coming down to about, what was it, 16th or 19th? Yeah, awkward. But so Clodagh Rodgers got death threats. The IRA was at its height at that time. So, you know, so many atrocities and all sorts of bad stuff on both sides was going on, of course. So it was a bit of a melee. So basically, Clodagh had the MI5 watching over her, and the security in Ireland was tight-knit around the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin. So anyways, Clodagh Rodgers ended up coming fourth in a fantastic result for the UK, of course. And here is her song for the United Kingdom in 1971. Here is Jack in the Box.
Stop, don't say you'll put me down. Love, don't go away. Drop my feet back on the ground. Open your arms, let me stay. Like you know you should. Don't
your jack in the box. You know whenever love knocks, I'm gonna bounce up and down on my spring. A toy you start when it stops, I'm just your jack in the box. Because for your love I'd do anything. Who just keeps my heart around? Love to pull the string. You, and when it's upside down, look at the way that it swings. I can't help the way I feel. It's you and no one else. Constant you, but all too soon I'm just a doll put back on the shelf. I'm just your jack in the box. Whenever love knocks, I'm gonna bounce up and down on my spring. A toy you start when it stops, I'm just your jack in the box. Because for your love I'd do anything.
Cecilia Rombre representing the Netherlands at the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest, coming fourth with that song. She sang it in Dutch with Melin Arthur, but that was the English alternative version called Walking on Water. Yes, great stuff. And the UK ended up giving in that 10 points. Yes, they very well did, didn't we? Yes, yes, yes. The great British televoting public. Yes. Right, we're going to go a little bit cultured and we're going to hear two songs sung in French. Yes, 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 yes. So we're going across the La Manche, the English Channel, to La France. And France in 2004. Now, I don't think I've played this on the Eurovision Showcase ever before. And I just came across it and I thought, oh, I'll play that. So Jonathan Serrada, he was born on the 12th of September 1985. He is currently 34 years old, but soon he will be 35. Yes. And he was born in Liège in Belgium. That's a beautiful city. If you've not been to Liège, you must. And Jonathan Serrada actually won the first season of Nouvelle Star, which basically was the French version of Pop Idol, in 2003. And he represented France at the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest in Istanbul, Turkey. And Jonathan Serrada ended up with 40 points, coming 15th. Just in front of the UK entry, which was James Fox with Hold On To Our Love. So, Jonathan Serrada's song was called A Chaque Pas, which means with every step. And yes, it was the third single of Jonathan Serrada. So here we go. A Chaque Pas, Jonathan Serrada. This is La France, 2004. Merci.
Il y a des blessures qu'on devra oublier, tellement de ratures qu'il faudra effacer, souffler très fort pour que s'envole de nos cœurs la rancune, et puis faire tomber les barrières une à une. À chaque pas que l'on fera, à chaque geste qu'on offrira, ce sera le début de notre demain. Dans chaque mot que l'on dira, dans ce futur qu'on construira, c'est l'amour que dessineront nos mains. Il y a des injures qu'il faudra pardonner, qui les feront tomber. Déposons les armes à nos pieds, délaissons nos armures, pour que nos conflits ne soient plus que murmures. À chaque pas que l'on fera, à chaque geste qu'on offrira, jamais marqué. À chaque pas que l'on fera, à chaque geste qu'on offrira, c'est qu'un final logrará s'encontrar. La paz y la felicidad en tu camino hallarás, todo lo que deseas alcanzar. Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada.
les mots d'un autre monde. Enfant terrible ou enfant sage, on dirait qu'ils sont en voyage. Tous les enfants sont des images. Tous les enfants sont capitaines, ils s'appellent Mozart ou Verlaine. En tant que d'or, la capitale, ils s'amusent avec les étoiles. Petit trésor ou méchant diable, ils nous sont tous indispensables. Tous les enfants sont formidables. Chercheurs d'or, nous voilà la vie en Nicolas. Sur tous les murs, ils ont écrit Abat le blues et viva la vie. Tous les enfants sont funambules, ils nous jettent tellement en faisant des tous. Les enfants sont magiciens, ils ont monté leur propre rime. Restons avec nos ans, leur propre vie, sans sombre et roi de leur vie. Ils mangent des glaces et des glaces, ils nous agacent, laissez tomber. Tous les enfants sont merveilleux. Tous les enfants ont dans les yeux des rêves fous, des rêves bleus. Petits géants, en mèche blonde, ils ont les mots d'un autre monde. Enfants terribles ou enfants sages, on dirait qu'ils sont en voyage. Tous les enfants sont des images. Tous les enfants sont capitaines, ils s'appellent Mozart ou Verlaine. Pendant que dans la capitale, ils s'amusent avec les étoiles. Petits trésors ou méchants diables, ils nous sont tous indispensables. Tous les enfants
Luxembourg, 1985. Children, Kinder, Enfants by the following singers. They didn't have a group name. It's Margot, Frank Oliver, Diane Solomon, Irene Shear, Chris and Malcolm Roberts singing the song Children, Kinder, Enfants.
So has Margot got no surname? She's just Margot?
Yeah, she's just called Margot.
Poor woman.
No, actually, her real name is Anne-Camille Verdon. Yes. Yeah. Each to their own. 13th place with 37 points to Luxembourg. They ended up, the highest point was 10 from Portugal. Can you believe that?
Good old Portugal.
Yeah. But see, France gave it 4, Germany gave it 3, but the UK didn't give it anything. But they gave us 8 points that year. We have Vicky with Love Is.
Oh, from Liss.
Yeah, she is from Liss.
Very near where I grew up.
Yes, the next sort of village
hook,
down.
I'm a lip hook man.
Yeah, and there are Liss.
Liss is the next village Liss. Down, yeah. Many, many a happy evening in the pubs in Liss.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Oh, very nice. So, yes, Rob's here with me, my wonderful husband.
G'day.
G'day, mate. And hello to Australian listeners.
G'day, g'day, g'day. Like a bit of Neighbours.
Yes, and a bit of Home and Away.
No, don't watch Home and Away anymore.
Oh, okay.
Alf Stewart is a bit kind of like... Apparently, according to anyone I've met who's Australian, Al Stewart is the epitome of stereotypical Australian man. And it's like going, g'day, g'day, grab a snag on the barbie. Excuse my accent, but I'm sure Aussies do not speak like that. It's like Brits do not speak like the Queen. Hello.
Hello.
Like little Americans think we all know the Queen.
And we've all got bad teeth.
Oh, got bad teeth. Yes, that's true.
Oh, so infuriating. Especially when you watch Family Guy, that's what they do.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Anyways, we digress, my darling. It's time to do something random, isn't it?
Yes, it's time to pull your pants over your head.
No! Can't do things like that.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Sorry for that vision, everyone. But it would make great radio, wouldn't it, Rob?
It would.
Yes. Right, come on then, you. Let's right. find out okay. what your year is going to be for your random request.
Oh, I have one, I have one. It's 2016.
Oh, that is so funny, because I already played Joe and Jake at the beginning of this show.
Oh, there you go. Maybe I won't choose United Kingdom then.
I hope not, dear.
Play it twice.
Yeah, we will do it twice.
Okay, I have got a country. France! Oh, it's Lisa Angèle.
No.
Oh, God,
that
no.
was 2015.
Hang on, 2016. Oh, it's Amir!
Yeah!
Oh, that's the Je Cherche. That's an amazing song.
Yes, and what place did it come from?
Six.
Yay! See, he's very good.
There he goes.
Yeah.
Je Cherche. See, we've got two of his albums as well. And actually, we were in Stockholm at the Wee Wee Jam, which if this is...
Yes.
Wee Wee Blogs are a podcast, and they hosted a party. Anyway.
They don't have a podcast. They have a website.
Oh, sorry, website. Yeah. And I was outside, and I saw Amir, and I went, "Bonjour, pour la France." And he looked at me and smiled. I went, "Merci."
Oh,
my little show. He's a nice, very good-looking man.
Oh, very. Yeah, he's very much of a stallion, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah,
he's a French stallion.
He is a French stallion.
You know, what would you say a good-looking French man is?
Amir.
Yes. Oh, his single "On Dirait" was played everywhere that summer, wasn't it?
Oh, we were in France because I'm hearing it in the hypermarkets, didn't we? "On Dirait."
Yeah. That's such a good tune.
Oh, I miss going to France.
I do too. Oh, okay. Well, now let's play your random request, which is
"Je Cherche" by Amir, France, 2016. Enjoy.
And do you know what 2016 is in French, Robert?
2060.
Wee!
No, that's 60.
No, yeah.
So hang on. I always get cancelled. You want to do stress because cans. Says. Yeah, says. Says, yeah. Sorry. I always get that cans and says mixed up in my head.
So 2016. 2016.
Or also say 2060, which would be way in the future. I'll be a bit long in the tooth by then.
But Amir, I'm
79.
Sure. He'll be still alive.
I think he's younger than me. My joke one is.
Go back to your Horlicks, dude.
I'm going to go watch Suits.
Yeah, see you later.
Bye.
Hello, this is Amir from France, and this is my song, J'ai cherché. Enjoy.
J'ai cherché un sens à mon existence. J'y ai laissé mon innocence. J'ai fini le cœur sans défense. J'ai cherché l'amour et la reconnaissance. J'ai payé le prix du silence. Je me blesse et je recommence. Tu m'as comme donné l'envie d'être moi. Donné un sens à mes pourquoi. Tu as tué la peur qui dans mes
The Fizz with Dancing in the Rain. That is Mike, Cheryl, and Jay. Yes. Oh, what a great song. That was their single from 2017, Dancing in the Rain, which is available on their album. Yes, their album, and oh, the F to Z of pop. Great, great, great stuff. It managed to get to number 14. In the UK charts, but it got to number 6, their latest one called Smoke and Mirrors, which was released just before lockdown on the 6th of March. Oh yes, I love the guys. Oh my goodness me, their new stuff was awesome, and still is, obviously. They haven't stopped. So yeah, they were performing not too long ago at the Concord Club in Eastleigh, just north of Southampton, locally here. But I looked at the prices and I thought, oh dear, I don't think I can afford that. Awkward. So yeah, I really wanted to meet the guys. And what an amazing atmosphere that would have been. Nice and close to them. So, oh dear. Maybe one day. We'll get there. We'll get there. Right, it's time to take a look at what's been going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Now in Kazakhstan, yes, they have received 684 submissions for Kazakhstan's national final for the Eurovision, the Junior Eurovision Song Contest in 2020, yes, this year in Poland. Now, in a recent interview with the Swiss broadcaster RTS, the European Broadcasting Union have stated that they are adamant that the 2021 Eurovision Song Contest will go ahead regardless of the state of the COVID-19 pandemic by May of next year. Yes, the event supervisor for the EBU, Nadia Burkhardt, I think I pronounced that right, hopefully, stated that the organisation are planning two scenarios for next year's contest. Collaboration and innovation, of course, is the main idea. So scenario one is the pandemic is over and the competition is held normally as we knew it until now. Or scenario two, the pandemic is ongoing and the competition will be held with some restrictions. If you would like to read the full article, then you can ever head over to our friends at esextra.com. Now, the Norwegian national final called Melody Grand Prix 2021 will be given the green light, with Stig Karlsson revealing more details about the nation's Eurovision selection. Stig Karlsson is the director, the project manager of the Melody Grand Prix and Norwegian's Hello delegation. And basically, he stated that NGP 2021 will be big and hefty. And obviously, there will be a few spectators in the hall, but we'll offer TV magic and take innovative measures to create close contact between the stage and the audience. And finally, according to Eurovoir.com, Georgia are going to start their process for Junior Eurovision on September the 11th.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Alma from France. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Requiem. Enjoy.
Will you take me to
Hello, this is Francesco Gabbani from Italy, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, Occidentalis Karma. Enjoy.
Namaste!
This is Lucy Jones from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Never Give Up On You. Enjoy!
Now you can see how far you've walked, the mountains climbed, the oceans cried.
Austria, 1996 there. That is George Nussbaumer with Welt du gut Gott, which means because you feel good. Yes, and that was sung in a in a dialect, which I've never even heard of before until I found out. It's basically a high Alemannic German, which is also known as... What was it? Vola Ergebirge, Wolagebirge, which basically is a German dialect spoken in the westernmost part of Austria in the state of Vorarlberg, which is on the border between Switzerland and Liechtenstein. So, yeah, how awesome is that? And also a bit of German, German soul and, just beautiful music. Yeah, the gospel music. I love it. Okay, yes, so a bit of random stuff here on the Eurovision Showcase. That's what we like. That's what we like indeed. So, it's now time to do the best of the rest. Yes, now this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where I showcase, see what I did there? Not that I haven't done it before. I hold my hands up to that. Yes, I'm going to showcase a song which didn't make it to the Eurovision Song Contest, but it was from a national final, yeah? And something that I should have thought that should have gone to the contest as well, to be fair. Yes, to be fair, in my own personal opinion, yes. And we're going to the 1986 Eurovision Song Contest, and we're going to the UK national final, A Song for Europe. Now, eventually, at the end of the contest, it was Ryder who won with Running Home, or Runner in the Night. Yes, see, I had to think about that. Now, that was my year of birth, of course, so it's very special to me. And as well, in that year, Iceland debuted with Glímbanking from Icy, which, you know, my love affair with Glímbanking and Iceland as a Eurovision country and as a beautiful country as a whole. But I think this song, which I'm going to play next, should have represented the United Kingdom. It ended up coming second. I adore this, and this is a very much an earworm, and I think if it actually got to the stage in Bergen, in Norway, the first time Norway hosted a Eurovision Song Contest after winning the previous year with Bobby Sox with Ladet Svinga, yes, I think this would have been perfect, and could have given Sandra Kim from Belgium a run for her money. Yes, here is Jump with Don't Hang Up on Love. And here is the song that came second in the United Kingdom Eurovision National Final, A Song for Europe, in 1986.
Don't hang up.
we're going to a one and only request this week from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Robert, hello. Hope you're well. And this is your request. This was from the Danish National Final, Dansk Melody Grand Prix in 2009. Here is Trine Jepsen, who was also representing Denmark at the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest. I didn't qualify to the super final. That's what I remember. But this is a great song nonetheless. Here's Trine Jepsen with I'll Never Fall in Love Again.
Young love is wonderful, sometimes sensational, just like a miracle from heaven sent. Now I know for sure you should go.
I will wait for you.
Come on, let's boogie, mama, move around. This beat will go on and on. We missed it like the one before, but c'est la vie. Thanks a lot, we'll laugh and cry. We'll wanna get this feeling up high. Come on, let's boogie mama, dance around. Come on, let's boogie mama, move around. Come on, let's boogie mama, dance around. We're jamming all night long. Come on, let's boogie mama, move around. This beat will go on and on. La, 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 la. This beat will go on and on.
Ah, Finland, 1984, the English version. Come on, let's boogie from Kirkka. The Finnish version was called Hangailan, there we go, which meant let's hang out. But I love this lyric. It says, life is like a choo-choo, always there to take you to. Lovely. And it goes on and on and on, of course. But so much fun, and probably one of Finland's best Eurovision songs. It came ninth in 1984. Now it's time for us to finish off the show with this. Yes, and we're going to the Icelandic Eurovision National Final Songs for Keppnin 2016. It was the interval act from Hongi Elgason, which is one of the best known contemporary singers in Iceland, and he was part of a band and Silis apparently called Heljatien. I hope I pronounced that right. And he covered Selma's All Out of Luck, which came second for Iceland at the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest. And this is an absolute corker. It's an acoustic version as well. So take care of yourselves. I hope you could join me next Sunday, 5 p.m. right here on Forest FM 92.3. For more information, follow us on Twitter at ESE Showcase, and our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. Take care. Arrivederci, au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen, bis lat, dobizenia. Gocht Nacht, adios. See you very soon. Toodaloo.
Don't work on a Sunday. Don't sleep on a Monday. Just think of a fun day when your life is getting you down. To get through a heartache, just picture a spring day and get in the bright light for a while. Just give it a chance, you won't forget it. Well, 'cause you know today won't last forever. Tomorrow has a brand new name. I'll give you all that I can offer. The rest is all up to you. When you're all out of luck and you wanna give up, you got to let go of all your bad memories. Breaking it up means bringing it down. You need to get right back on track, 'cause you're all out of luck. Wanna give up, you must believe in yourself. 'Cause you'll be fine if you'll be mine. Just don't wake up before it's too late. And you're all out of love. You're all out of love. You're all out of love. Don't work on a Sunday. Don't sleep.
sleep on a Monday. Just think of a bright eye, otherwise getting you down from dawn until midnight. Or sleep in the moonlight. You'll always be alright, just as long as you follow your heart. Just don't forget it.
When you're out of love, if you wanna give up, you've got to let go of all your bad memories.
Bringing it up means bringing it down. You need to get right back on track.
'Cause you're all out of love. If you wanna give up, you must be.
It's too late, 'cause you're all out of love. You're all out of love. You're all out of love. You're all out of love.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.